With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This afternoon, I have Madison McGee, correct? Now, the reason why you're here with me today is because you, along with the Community Support Systems, put together this book called titled Handprints. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the book actually features 50 individuals from their organization and how community support systems have helped them grow on their own. So teaching them vocational skills like how to sweep, mop, how to put out a fire. And not only doing that, but also creating a social environment that they can thrive in.
Okay, so I'm very curious. You're in high school. You are a high school senior. Most seniors, definitely, this isn't something that they're focusing on during this time of year. I mean, it's the spring semester. You're going to be, you know, graduation, college, all that kind of stuff. And here you are working with an amazing organization to put this book together, and you're getting it published, and it is just remarkable. Now, how did you go about doing all of this?
Well, thank you. And I'm also in the CEO class, and they inspire type of entrepreneurial attitude and encourage us to start our own business. And I had volunteered many years for community support systems, and I always loved the people, and I loved the program. And the first day as CEO, they told us, go do something you're passionate about. And I knew this was something that I was passionate about. And I ended up asking and calling them to come for a tour, and for 2 hours, Barb Kessler showed me around the DT Center, and I got to see more of what they did. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Everyone needs to see this. This is important. So I asked her if I could somehow showcase the people there and all the service that they provide. And the way I ended up showcasing it was with the book.
Wow. So how long have you been working on this project?
Since the end of July.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, when is this going to be out for publishing? Do you know?
On February 10th at the Teutopolis Junior High, we're having a book release event from 12 to 3. You can just come on in, buy a book. We'll also have drinks and refreshments. And then people from community support systems are going to be attending also, so you can come get your book signed.
Awesome. So what do you feel people can take from reading this book?
The benefit of community support systems, how involved they are with the community, and how awesome it is that we do have that involvement. There's many businesses around here that have employed individuals from there. Also, just how important it is to volunteer and become a part of these programs. Because being a part of that, I know the 50 volunteers that were brought in to help with the book, they talk about how much it changed them and how happy they were to do that. And I want to create that type of inspiration. And I feel like community support systems is great for that.
Yeah, sounds like it. Say, I'm very excited for this release event. I'm hoping that I get to be there. So hopefully I'll get to cover that. Now, is there anything else you feel you might want to add in regards to the book or just the program itself?
The book is awesome. It really does showcase the individual personalities of each individual that was in the book from CSS. And they're so excited about it. They're so happy, and they can't wait to see how many people purchase the book and to sign them. Just for them, this part is, it's showing how much appreciation Community Support System has for having them as a part of their program. It's showing that we appreciate them for the work they do within our community. And I'm really glad, and they are too, that we get to share all of that with everyone else.
Awesome. Well, Madison, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. I really do appreciate it, and I'm so looking forward to this release. All right, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.